This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday blocked a $110 billion bill to provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. 49 senators voted to approve the measure, while 51 voted against, leaving the bill well short of the 60-vote threshold needed in the Senate to move it forward for a final debate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer gave a dire warning to his colleagues if new military aid for Ukraine was not approved.
If there's a word for what we most need now, it is to be serious. If Republicans in the Senate do not get serious very soon about a national security package, Vladimir Putin is going to walk right through Ukraine and right through Europe.
President Joe Biden said earlier Wednesday that failing to pass the assistance would be the greatest gift the United States could hand Russian President Vladimir Putin in his nearly two-year war against Ukraine. The bill also included some security measures for the U.S. southern border, but to curb surging, unchecked migration from Mexico into the United States. But some Republican lawmakers in both the Senate and House of Representatives say they will not approve the additional Ukraine assistance without adopting much stricter border controls, such as blocking all illegal migration. The U.S. Justice Department says four Russian men accused of torturing an American during the invasion of Ukraine have been charged with war crimes in a first-of-its-kind case. It's the first prosecution against members of the Russian armed forces in connection with atrocities during Moscow's war against Ukraine. It's also the first time the Justice Department has brought charges under a nearly 30-year-old statute that makes it a crime to subject an American to torture or inhumane treatment during a war. The charges are largely symbolic. The four defendants are fugitives, making it unlikely the U.S. will ever arrest them and